Vayetze, always read in the month of Kislev, as we get ready for Chanukah. Vayetze is a closed parasha. There's not one opening in this parasha, meaning it is a parasha stuma. In a Sefer Torah, it is straight ksav. There's absolutely no breaks. The Balei Torah mentions this and says Yaakov Avinu went into hiding. He didn't want anyone to know where he was. He's hidden. He's enclosed. Whereas Chazal say, Nitman bebeis Eiver. He went into hiding in the Beis Medrash of Eiver. He's hiding from Esav. Others say it's a closed parasha because it's the parasha of Golus. Yaakov goes into Golus. Yaakov goes out of Eretz Yisrael. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shav vayelech charona. This is also the first parasha where we read about oil. Anytime we have a word, a phrase mentioned for the first time in Chumash, that's the source, the root for that word, as the Tzaddik says throughout his Svarim. And here the Pasuk tells us that Yaakov Avinu took the stones, Vayikach me'avnei hamokom, as Chazal say, it all turned into one stone, right? Yosem Oysa Matseva, he made it into a monument, and then it says he poured oil on it. Vayitzak Shemen al Roisha. Where did he get that oil from? And there's a medrash that says it came down from Shomayim. A medrash that's quoted by the Sforim. Yalkut Ruveni, others. There's another medrash that says that it was in Yaakov's stick. Yaakov had a stick. Which some say this is the same stick that later on is used by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was originally the stick of Adam Arishon and Gan Eden. And in this stick, there was a clay kibul for shemen. There was a receptacle for oil. And that was the oil that Yaakov poured on this stone. The parasha begins with Yaakov Avinu leaving Be'er Sheva, entering Charan, and according to the Gemara, he goes back because he passes the Makom HaMikdash, and he says, "How could I have passed the Makom HaMikdash and not daven there?" And on his way back, there's Kvitzas Ha'oretz, and the Beis HaMikdash comes to him. Mikan Shekovtzalei Ha'oretz, Vayele Charan, Vayivga Bamakom. He goes to Charan, he turns around, and Vayivka Bamokim, he encounters the place, which is the Mokim HaYadua, Vayaras HaMokim Erochek, the Mokim HaMikdosh. That the Beis HaMikdosh traveled, and it went out of Eretz Yisrael, or at least it went out of its designated spot. But if we look at the Psukim here, it seems that Yaakov Avinu is actually designating this spot, this rock, as the future Beis HaMikdash. Based on the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara tells us, Avram Avinu called it Har, Yitzchak called it Sode, Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Basode, and Yaakov calls it a house. V'ho'evan ha'zois asher samti matzeva yihye Beis Elohim. Or as it says before, Vayiru v'ayoyim aman noira ha'mokoyim hazeh ein zeh ki im Beis Elohim. Kumu v'na'ale Beis Hashem, says the Gemara. Not like Avraham who called it a Har, not like Yitzchak who called it a Sode, but like Yaakov who calls it a Bayis. Why? Why is the Bayis better than the Sode or the Har? Is it because the Bayis is more permanent, perhaps? Or, we can say more than that. This is the third Beis HaMikdash. Avraham calls it Har. Avraham is referring to the first Beis HaMikdash. Vayikra Avraham Hashem HaMokom Ahu Hashem Yira Asher Yei Omer Behar Hashem Yei Ro'eh Al Achad HeHorim. The Har is Beis HaMikdash HaRishon. Yitzchak, the second of the Avos, Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basoda, Yitzchak represents the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Yaakov, the Bechir Sheba Avos, as the Zohar says, Yaakov, who includes in himself Avraham and Yitzchak, is Teferes, Chesed and Gevurah together. Yaakov, Mitasa Shleima, there's no Psoilus in Yaakov. So Yaakov is Zoicha to the Bayis Hashlishi, which is of course on a much higher level than the Bayis Rishon or the Bayis Sheni, as the Pasuk says in Chagai. Godel Yihye Kvoid HaBayis HaZeho Achroin, Yoisem in HaRishon. And that Pasuk is referring to the Bayis Hashlishi. The third Beis HaMikdash, which is Rashi and the Gemara says, is going to come down ready built, Bonoy Meshuchlo Melmaila. Unlike the first two, the third Beis HaMikdash is eternal, unlike the first two. Just like from Avraham there was a Yishmael, from Yitzchak there was an Esav, there was Psoilas, and it manifests itself in the Bote Mikdashos that they represent, that they were destroyed. And destroyed, the second one was destroyed by Esav, the son of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak represents the second Beis HaMikdash. But Yaakov is Mitasoi Shleima. Yaakov calls it bias, it's permanent, it's basi based tefillah yekorei lechol ha'amim. This is the Beis Elohim, this is the third Beis HaMikdash. So at the beginning of the parsha, we're talking about the Giloy. This is the first revelation that Yaakov Avinu merits. His first Giloy, his first prophecy, his first nevuah is concerning the third Beis HaMikdash. We end the parsha talking about the story of what seems to be insignificant. We learned about how Lavan encounters Yaakov at the end of the parasha, and he says, everything is mine. Very arrogant. And as they part, there's a treaty here between Lavan and Yaakov, where Yaakov takes a stone, again, Vayikach Yaakov Oven, Vayirimeho Matseva. Similar to the beginning of the parasha, but different. Yaakov calls his family that they should gather stones, and there's a heap of stones, a gal, and there they eat. Lavan calls it Yegar Sohadusa, Yaakov calls it Gal Eid. The heap serves as testimony here, that neither of us, Lavan and Yaakov, won't harm each other, we will not pass this heap. Basically, they're parting for good. Lavan goes home, Yaakov leaves, goes back to Eretz Yisrael, the two never see each other again. Baruch Shev Torani. Lavan Bikesh Lakaras HaKol. He fails. Yaakov leaves with his family and goes back to Eretz Yisrael. Al-Kain Koroshmoy Gal Eid. The Torah spends a lot of time talking about this Gal Eid. Eid HaGal Hazev, Eid HaMatseva. Loi Savar Elias HaGal Hazev. Who really cares about this Gal over and over again? And especially, we're beginning the Pasha talking about the third Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about such lofty subjects. The Chaloyim of Yaakov with the Malachim, Malachi Elokim Oilim V'yardim, by as the Medrash says, he saw all the Goliyos, he saw Golus Bavel, he saw Golus Paras Umadai, he saw Golus Yavan, he saw Golus Edom V'Yishmoel, according to one Girus in the Medrash. V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Olav, and he sees the third Beis HaMikdash, he sees the end, he sees the Geula. At the same time, Yaakov Avinu is establishing Meiriv. Vayivka Bamokim, the Gemara learns out from this pasuk that Yaakov was Mesaken Tfilas Arvis. The Tfila corresponding to nighttime. The Tfila that's corresponding to Golus. Yaakov represents the Golus Jew, the wandering Jew. The Jew who lives in a time of darkness. The Jew who has to daven Meiriv. Avraham represents the Jews of Shachris. The Jews in a time of when it was morning, when it was bright, when the sun is shining, and Yitzchak in the afternoon, a little later. Yaakov is the nighttime. Yaakov is the one who goes into Golus, an impoverished Jew. All he has is his stick. Eliphaz stole all his money, representing the Jews in Golus, the poverty that we endured throughout our Golus. Yaakov, the lonely Jew. And Yaakov is Mesaken Meiriv. But after he's Mesaken Meiriv, he is preparing us for the third Beis HaMikdash. He's preparing us for Chanukah. Vayitzok Shemen al Roisha, he pours oil on its head, on the head of the rack. What is the source of this oil? If it's the Shemen that came down from Shemayim, as the Medrash says, or the Shemen that was in his stick, which that stick originated in Gan Eden, this is not your ordinary Shemen here. We're not talking about normal oil here. What was the purpose of this oil? And perhaps we could tie all of this in to the Yom Tov that is approaching, which is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. We know the famous question of the Beis Yosef, where there are literally thousands of answers that were given to this question. Why is Chanukah 8 days? Chanukah should really be only 7. And the Beis Yosef gives 3 answers. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch gives an answer. The Meiri, all the Mefarshim, anyone who wants to approach the subject of Chanukah always tries to look up at least one answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha, who was Zaycha. The Beis Yosef merited that it should be called on his name, even though this question was asked previously. It was asked by Rishonim before the Beis Yosef. One of the answers that might sound strange, but that's what we're going to delve into a little bit here tonight and tie it into the parasha. One of the answers that some of the Sfarim tell us, and one of them is the Kav HaYosha. The Kav HaYosha was written over 300 years ago by Reb Hershel HaKoydenover. He was a Kadosh Elyon. He doesn't need my maskana. He was a great, great individual. The Noyam Elimelech, it's wrote that he learned his Sefer 102 times, equal to the word Kav, Kav HaYosha. A Sefer that has been recommended by many to learn as a Sefer of Yira, a Sefer of Musar. He passed away in the early 1700s. The Kav HaYosha tells us that the oil of Chanukah, the Pach Shemen that was found, as the Gemara says, Batku v'lay matzo ala pach echad shel shemen v'lay hoya bay ala lahadlik yayim echad bilvad v'hidliku mimenu shmayna yamim. That was the shemen ha-mishcha. This is what the Kav HaYosha tells us. It's brought down other svarim as well. Shemen ha-mishcha is the anointing oil. That's the oil that was used by Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was only one shemen ha-mishcha. There are no two shemen ha-mishchas. We're not allowed to make another one. The pasuk says, one who tries to make a new shemen ha-mishcha is chayev kares. Uvmaskuntoi loisasu kamoyu. It's a pasuk in Kisis of a nichras me'amav. So we're not allowed to make another shemen ha-mishcha. There's no replica of the original shemen ha-mishcha. The shemen ha-mishcha was used to anoint the entire mishkan, all its kalim, the Kayan Gadol, or the Kayhanim, the Melachim, Malchei Beis David, and according to many, it'll be used to anoint Melech HaMashiach, which is why he's called Mashiach, because he will be anointed, Mashiach, B'Shemen HaMishcha. There's a Minchas Chinuch that discusses this on the mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha. Will Mashiach need Mashiach? But Shemen HaMishcha, miraculously, was never used up. It always existed. Even after they anointed the Mishkan and all its kalim, and later on, it never got used up. It was like the Chanukah miracle, like the Nes of Chanukah, like the Shemen, the Neiris of Chanukah, that lasted 8 days, even though it was only enough for one day. The Pasuk says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yihyeh Zeh Li L'Doyrei Seichem, says Rashi, Kuloi Kayim La'osid Lavoy. It all exists. And it never got used up. It was always full to the top, no matter how much they would use it. And of course, they only used it for that which the Torah says you're allowed to use it. What happened to it? So the Gemara tells us, Yoshiyahu HaMelech hid it, together with the Tinsenes Haman, and the Makal of Aaron, and the Aaron. And ever since, it was in hiding. It's been hidden ever since. Nignas Atzleiches Shal Shemen HaMishcha. And as the Medrash says, it'll remain in hiding until Mashiach comes. So the obvious question then, on the Kav HaYosha, as many ask, besides there are many other questions on this Pshat, and with this he answers the Beis Yosef's Kasha, because the miracle that it lasted 8 days, the Kasha is really only lasted 7, because there was enough for one day. But the fact that it was revealed, the fact that they found the Shemen HaMishcha itself, the greatest nes, because it's not supposed to be found now. It's not supposed to be found until Mashiach comes. Why are we finding it now in the year 3622, in the middle of Bayis Sheni? It was a nes. For those 8 days, it was revealed, and then it went back into hiding again. So that answers the Beis Yosef's question. And many use this as the teretz to the Beis Yosef's kasha. The obvious question, the Shemen HaMishcha is a concoction. It's not just oil. It has in it some emunim, especially according to one man, the Yomar. It's, as we read in Parshas Kisisa, Bisamim Roish, Mar Deror, Kida, and all those other ingredients that cannot be used in the Menorah. The Menorah has to be Shemen Zayah Zoch, pure olive oil. It's not even allowed to have any shmarim, any sediments in it, any pulp. So how could it be that the Shemen HaMishcha was the Shemen that was revealed by the Nes of Chanukah? The Shemen HaMishcha is not allowed to be used besides for anointing. So how could it be used for the Menorah? I mean, even if it's an emergency and we need oil, but we can't use the Shemen HaMishcha. And the fact that it's not supposed to be revealed until Mashiach comes. It's a very difficult teretz, but the Kav HaYosha says it. The Imrei Emes, the Gerer Rebbe, writes in his Likutim on Masechta Shabbos, he quotes the Kav HaYosha, and he says, obviously it's not literal because of all the questions, and he says it means that the oil that was found, the Pach Shemen Shayamunach Pechaisamay Shal Kayan Gadol, who incidentally the Kayan Gadol is Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. The Kayan Gadol is called also the Kayan HaMoshuach, even though that Kayan Gadol, Matis Yahu, or the previous ones in the time of the Bayis Sheni, were not anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, because they didn't have it anymore, it was hidden by Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Says the Imrei Emes, even though it was not the actual Shemen HaMishcha, but the oil that they found was rooted in the Shemen HaMishcha, Beruchni is spiritually, the oil that they found had the same effect caused for the Menorah, for those 8 days, that which the Shemen HaMishcha did in what the Shemen HaMishcha was supposed to do. So it wasn't the actual Shemen HaMishcha, he says, but it was the same. It was, they're both rooted from the same Shoyrish, Lamayla and Shamayim. Beruchnias. It was a Ruchnias to Shemen HaMishcha. That's what the Imrei Emes says. There are others who say that no, it was the Shemen HaMishcha. It was oil that was set aside to be used for the Shemen HaMishcha, and it was extra, it wasn't needed. They had enough Shemen Zayas Hin. They put it away in that Pach. Others want to say it was the jug that was used for the Shemen HaMishcha, but not the oil itself. So the fact that it was the jug of the Shemen HaMishcha, so it had the effect of the Shemen HaMishcha. Whatever it is, it's a teretz, and it's mentioned in this forum. And what's really interesting is if we take a look at the first pasuk that we read on Chanukah, in the Kriya of Chanukah from Parshas Nosai, we read the pasuk, Vayihi b'yom kalos Moshe lahakim es hamishkan. What is that pasuk talking about? That pasuk is talking about the Shemen HaMishcha. And it was on the day that the Mishkan was completed, says the pasuk, Vayimshach, Vayimshochem, Vayikadesh oizam. Moshe Rabbeinu anointed the Mishkan with the anointing oil, the day that the Mishkan was completed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Many ask, why are we reading this on Chanukah? So the answer that everyone says is because the Mishkan was really completed on Chaf Hei Kislev, but they didn't get to put it up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So there's a connection here, because it was supposed to be completed Chaf Hei Kislev. But with this, we can understand perhaps a little deeper that we're laning on Chanukah, this pasuk, which talks about the Mashiach, the first time that the Shemen HaMishcha is being used, because the Nes of Chanukah is rooted in the Shemen HaMishcha. It comes from the Shemen HaMishcha. So therefore, the first pasuk that we lane on Chanukah is about the Shemen HaMishcha and its use, that it was used to anoint the Mishkan. When we take a look in the Pesukim that talk about the Shemen HaMishcha, and Parshas Ki Sisa, where the Torah tells us the different ingredients, it says v'shemen zayis hin, together with the other ingredients, v'shemen zayis hin. V'shemen zayis hin is b'gematria hadlokas ner Chanukah. The shemen zayis, the word v'shemen zayis, without the word hin, is equal to the words v'yomer elohim yehi or v'yehi or, which is the or of Chanukah. Hinting to us that yes, the shemen HaMishcha and Chanukah are connected, they're related. And the great nace over here was that although it wasn't supposed to be revealed until Mashiach comes, but as Reb Pinchas Karitzer tells us, the Bnei Yisoscha and the Rekeach discussed this at length, that Chanukah, we are Zoicha, we merit a Heora of the Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah, we experience Yemais HaMashiach. Mashiach comes on Chanukah, he visits us during those 8 days. We experience the light of Yemais HaMashiach. So it's not a question then, and with this we can understand it very well, that true, the Shemen HaMishcha is not supposed to be revealed until Mashiach comes, but Chanukah is Yemais HaMashiach. So we got a taste of Yemais HaMashiach prior to the actual arrival of Mashiach. When the Pach Shemen was found, that's the Shemen that will be used to anoint Mashiach, or Beruchnias, it is rooted in the Shemen that will be used to anoint Mashiach. So therefore, when we say that on Chanukah there's the Ha'orah of the Yemais HaMashiach, Kipshuta, yes, the oil that was revealed, which was supposed to first be revealed later on, was revealed on Chanukah, because on Chanukah we begin the preparations for Mashiach. Chanukah from Lashon Chinuch, which Chinuch means to educate or to inaugurate, we are being inaugurated into Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah, which is the last Yom Tov that we ever received, till Mashiach comes, is what takes us and prepares us for the Geula, for Yemais HaMashiach. And that's what the Shemen HaMishcha is. Shemen HaMishcha is used to anoint, to inaugurate, to prepare an item to be used for something holy. If the Mishkan is not smeared with the Shemen HaMishcha, if the Klei HaMishkan were not Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha, they could not be used. There is no Kedusha to the Mishkan or to its Kelim. One cannot be makriv a carbon on the mizbeach, or light the menorah for that matter, if it was not anointed with the anointing oil, the kohen gadol cannot serve as the status and his status of kohen gadol unless he was anointed with the shemen hamishchah. Neither can a melech mi beis David. David HaMelech had to be nimshach b'shemen hamishcha. The shemen hamishcha prepares. The shemen hamishcha is mechaneich the klei hamishkan, the mishkan, the melech, and the kohen gadol for what they're supposed to be. Just as Chanukah is mechaneich us and prepares us and is mekadesh us for the yemais hamashiach. Later, in this parasha itself, the word mishicha is used. Later in the parasha itself, when Yaakov Avinu was telling his wives that we have to leave, he tells them that Hashem appeared to him and Hashem told them, Anoichi hakel beis kael, I am Hashem who appeared to you prior to this at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, and I am asking you now to return to Eretz Yisrael. And he says, I am the God Asher Moshachta Sham Matseva. You anointed a Matseva. Asher Nadarta Lisham Neder. Kum Leich. The word Moshachta is being used. And the Rashbam right here on the Pasuk Vayitzvek Shemen Al Roshat, where the Pasuk, Anoichi Okel Beis Kal Asher Moshachta Sham Matseva, Ata Kum Tseimin Ha'oretz Hazois. Moshachta, the word Moshachta, which is the same root as Meshicha, Rashi says here, Loshen Ribo Yogedula Kishanimshach Lamalchus, Kach Vayitzvek Shemen Al Roshel Yis Meshucha Lamizbeach, that when Yaakov poured the oil on the top of the rock, it wasn't just pouring oil. He was anointing it, he was making it now, designating it for its future use. Which, what's its future use? The future use of this stone is to be used as the bayis, as the Beis HaMikdash. But which Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Yaakov Avinu experiences, he is zocha now to a revelation of oil, like B'nai Yisrael at the time of Chanukah. Yaakov Avinu is being shown the oil, and actually he's deals with this oil. He touched it. The oil has mamashas. It's not just he's shown the oil. He uses the oil to pour it on the Evan to anoint it for future use. The Rashbam here says, Vayitzvek Shemen Al Roisha. The Rashbam says that the Evan was mashuach. It was anointed to be used for later use as a korban. He quotes the pasuk later on, Hashem Mashach Toshem Matzeva, which we see in Parshas Vayishlach later on when Yaakov Avinu returns to Eretz Yisrael. There it says, Vayatzev Yaakov Matzeva, Ba'amokam Asher Dibra Itoy Matzeves Oven, Vayitzoy Koleho Shomen. He pours oil on it. So the purpose of the oil here is the same purpose as later on the Shemen HaMishcha. And being that according to the Kav HaYosha, the oil that was revealed on Chanukah is the Shemen HaMishcha, then the oil that Yaakov Avinu is using here to pour on this Evan is the Shemen HaMishcha, literally as the Pasuk itself refers to it as Moshachta. This is the Shemen of Chanukah. Yaakov Avinu is preparing us for Chanukah, which Chanukah is the preparation for the third Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah is the preparation for Yemais HaMashiach. Even though it was during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash when this occurred, it was right after Golus Yavin, which lasted 180 years, and prior to that, Golus Poras, which went 34 years into the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. For the first 214 years, Klal Yisrael was under Persian and then Greek rule. By the Nes of Chanukah, they were totally free. There was a Cheiris, which is why we say Hallel, like after we left Mitzrayim, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem, Veloy Avdei Paroi. They were no longer subservient to the nations. It was a ha'orah of Yemais HaMashiach. And for 103 years, they enjoyed Malchus, which the Rambam says, Chazra Malchus Li Yisrael. The Rambam mentions it as a positive event. The Ramban, not. The Ramban chastises the Chashmenoyim, even though he calls them Chasidei Elyon in Parshas Vayechi, but he says as a result of them taking over the Malucha, that's why they died out. And there's no Zecher of the Chashmenoyim. They were killed later on. By Hurdus. But the Rambam says, Chazra Malchus li Yisrael. Malchus returned to Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael enjoyed independence for 103 years. It was a Ha'ara of the Yemais HaMashiach. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was accomplishing here. Yaakov Avinu is now going out. What's that? Yaakov Avinu is going out now into Chutz La'aretz. He's going to the left side, which is the side that we light the menorah. Yaakov Avinu is lying on the floor, by Yishkav Bamokoim Hahu, below 10 Tfachim, just like we light the menorah below below 10 tefachim. Yaakov Avinu is going michutz, like we like the menorah al Pesach based on Yibachutz. And Yaakov Avinu is taking the Beis HaMikdash with him. Yaakov goes into the Charoin Avshal Oilam, into the Charoin Avshal Mokim. He goes into the Chutzal Oretz, into the left side, into the Mokim of Shkiyas HaChama, as the Pasuk says here. Ki Vo HaShomesh, and Rashi says, Shokaloi Chama Shaloi Bo'inosa, the sun set suddenly. There was Shkiyas HaChama here. Everything that we do on Chanukah, that we light the menorah Mishatishka Hacham, and on the left side of the doorway, and below 10 Tvachim, and towards the outside, Yaakov experiences here as he goes into Chutz La'aretz. But there he encounters the Beis HaMikdash. When we light the menorah in our homes on Chanukah, it's like as if the Kohen Gadol is lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash enters every single Jewish home. The Beis HaMikdash moves and goes all over where Bnei Yisrael are lighting the Chanukah candles, just as Yaakov Avinu brought the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash with him into Chutz La'aretz. And we're talking here about the third Beis HaMikdash. The parasha ends with Gal Eid. What's Gal Eid? So the Sfarim tell us that that's where Lag BaOmer is. Lag BaOmer is hinted at the end of this week's parasha. The Shem Shmuel has an Arichas on this. The Mittler Rebbe of Lubavitch has an arichas on this. They both say the same thing, that the gal, which is lag, the gal aid at the end of this week's parasha, that's the site of Lag BaOmer. What's Lag BaOmer doing over there? And what is Lag BaOmer? What does Lag BaOmer have to do with Chanukah? But Lag BaOmer, as we know, is the day that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai revealed the secrets of the Torah that are going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. The shemen of Chanukah, which is the oil which is the highest liquid, the liquid that rises to the top, is the part of Torah that is the hidden part of Torah, which is compared to oil. Unlike the other parts, there's water, there's wine. Shemen is the highest, rosin the rosin, the secrets of Torah. That which will be revealed totally when Mashiach will come, we got a hint of it on Lag BaOmer. We got a hint of it on Chanukah. It'll all be revealed when Mashiach will come. That's the Ur HaGonis that is hinted to us at the beginning of Bereishis. Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, Vayar Elohim Es Or Ki Toiv, Vayavdel, as Rashi says, Gonzoi LeTzadikim LeOsid Lovoi. He hid it for Tzadikim in the future. LeOsid Lovoi is Beganatria Shimon Ben Yechoi. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi was a Bechina of LeOsid Lovoi. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi was the Neshama of Mashiach. And he lived a life of Mashiach. He lived a life where he didn't work for a living, with Tayrasay Imnasai, as the Gemara says, Harba Osuk Rashbi, Veloyal Sabiyada, not everyone can do it. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai was living already in Yemais HaMashiach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, on Lag BaOmer, which is Hoid Sheba Hoid, the fifth day of the fifth week, revealed, was Megala to us, that which will be revealed in the future, a taste of the future. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of Hoid. Chanukah is the fifth Yomtiv. We have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Purim, Chanukah. Pesach is Chesed, Shavuos is Gevura, Sukkos is Teferes, Keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Purim is Netzach, and Chanukah is Hoid. Purim is the right foot, and Chanukah is the left foot. That's why Chanukah is on the left side. So Chanukah is Hoid, splendor, Hoid. B'cho Hashem HaGedula v'HaGevura v'HaTeferes v'HaNetzach v'HaHoid. The Gemara tells us in Brachos v'HaHoid, Zuhi Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is Hoid. What does Hoid really mean? Hoid comes from the word Moidim. A person who's able to totally submit himself to Hashem. A person who admits when he's wrong. A person who can bow down. A person who can thank Hashem. The whole Yom Tov of Chanukah was established L'Halel U'L'Hoidos. Unlike Lavan, who says everything is mine. Lavan, at the end of the parasha, and Lavan is the klipa of the Shai Hanun of Tuma. Vayan Lavan, and he says to Yaakov, Habonois benoisai, vahabonim bonai, vahatsoin soini. This is after Hashem appeared to him. He cannot admit. He's too arrogant. Hoid, hoidah, halav hoidah doesn't exist in his dictionary. Lavan is the highest tumah. As the Rambam writes at the beginning of Tahar, writes that there are lamed beis ovois hatumah. There are 32 kinds of tumah. There are 32 fathers of tumah. The Mishnah says only a few, but the Rambam says if you break them up, there are lamed beis. And we know there are Lamed Beis Nesivos HaChochma. So even though there are 32 pathways of wisdom, but in Tumah there are Lamed Beis Nesivos as well, which Lavan is Rosh HaTeva's Lamed Beis Nesivos. Lavan went all the way to the level of 32. As we mentioned in a previous talk, Lag Ba'omer time. Lag Ba'omer, however, Lag is 33. 33 a Goy has no Shaychus to. That's going to be revealed in Yemais HaMashiach. That's the Shemen HaMishcha of Chanukah. That's what was revealed on Chanukah. That's what's revealed on Lag Ba'omer. That's the Gal. The Gal A. That separates Lavan from Yaakov. Now Lavan can't enter anymore. That's it. Lavan is finished here. When we're finished with Lavan, then we're Zoycha to Lag. Lavan is equal to 82. Chanukah is equal to 83. And the idea is that Chanukah is higher than Lavan. The Maral tells us this. The Maral says about Chanukah, in fact, that Heichol, the Yevonim went into the Heichol. So the Maral says an amazing thing. The word Heichol is equal to 65. Hey Yud Chav Lamed. Yavon is equal to 66. So he says that's why the Yevonim were able to go into the Heichol, because it's one more. They were able to go. They were able to enter. Nichnasu la Heichol. The Nes happened through the Kohanim. Kohen is equal to 75. So Kohen overrides Yavon. Perhaps we can add to that. We call them Bnei Bina. Bnei Bina Yemei Shemayna. Bina is equal to 67. So Heichol is 65. Yavon is one more. So the Yavonim were able to enter the Heichol. And then the Bnei Bina, Bina, which Chanukah we know originates in Bina, as it says in the Sfarim. So Bina, Bnei Bina, the Maccabees, the Chashmonaim, were Bnei Bina. Bina is 67. That overrides Yavon. So here too, Lavan is 82. Chanukah, without a Vav, the way it's written, without a Vav, Chesnun Chafez, is 83. So Chanukah is higher than Lavan. Chanukah is the revelation of Lamed Gimel, which is Lag, which is Gal, which is 74 days after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur we know is the Chasima. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima, as all the Svarim tell us. On Chanukah, the minhag was in many mekaymes to wish one another a Gemar HaChasima type. The seal is not complete on Yom Kippur. On Chanukah, we say that there was a Pach Shemen that was Munach Bechaysom Moishel Koyen Gadol. Bechaysom. The Gemar HaChaysom is Chanukah. And being that Yom Kippur is the day that all the avodos in the Beis Hamikdash can only be done by the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol is the one Asher Nimshach B'Shemen HaKodesh, the one that is Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcha. Chanukah, which is the Gemar HaChasima of that which started Yom Kippur, also the miracle happened through the Kohen Gadol, through Matisyahu. 74 days after Yom Kippur is Chanukah. And that's Gal Eid, the Eid, Ayin Dalet is 74. After the 74 days, we have Gal, we have the revelation, we have Chanukah. Which Chanukah is in the month of Kislev, as we said, Kes Lamed Vav, that which is hidden becomes revealed. Kes means hidden. Lamed Vav is 36, the 36 Neiros of Chanukah, and those 36 Neiros are hidden, the Eir HaGonis, which lasted at the beginning of creation, the 36 hours. This is the Eir HaGonis that was Nignaz, La'asid lavai begematria Shimon ben Yochai. La'asid lavai, which on Chanukah we experience la'asid lavai because we are zaycha to the Shemen HaMishcha, which the Rashi uses the words by Shemen HaMishcha, zeyihi alila doyrei seichem kulay kayim la'asid lavai. Shemen HaMishcha is la'asid lavai. Shemen HaMishcha never gets used up. It's all there for la'asid lavai because the Shemen HaMishcha really originates from the same root, from the same shayrish as La'asid Lavai. And therefore the connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha is very beautiful now. The parasha begins with the Bayis HaShlishi. The parasha begins with Vayitzak Shemen al-Roisha. Vayitzak Shemen al-Roisha is the Shemen al-Mishcha, which oil is the liquid that the Gemara says is a segula for memory. If a person feels he's forgetting, it says he should, I don't know if he should drink Shemen Zayas or latkes perhaps with the Shemen Zayas in it, whatever it is, but the Gemara says that Shemen Zayas is a segula for zikaron. And on Chanukah we know, we say that the Yevonim wanted to make us forget. L'hashkicham Torasecha. Shikcha. We should forget. Shikcha, the same letters, ha-choshech, choshech zu yavon. The Yevonim wanted to make us forget. Lavan wanted to make that the Jewish people should be a forgotten nation. Bikesh lavan lakaris ha-koil. It doesn't happen. Gal aid. It doesn't happen. There's a gal, there's an aid. V'hoyo le'aid b'niyu v'einecha. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he's the one that said that the Torah can never be forgotten. The Gemara says, Chas v'shalom by tishtakach Torah miYisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the one who said it. Ki loisi shochach mi pi zaray, which is Sefer Teves Yochai, as the Svarim tell us. Yud vav ches aleph yud. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai promised that the Torah will not be forgotten because shikcha did not exist in his dictionary. He never forgot. He was the neshama of Yemais HaMashiach, where there's no shikcha. By Yaakov Avinu it says, Lo shochach talmudai bebeis Lavan. He did not forget his learning in the house of Lavan. The klipa of Lavan did not affect him. He did not experience any shikcha because Yaakov deals with the shemen. Vayitzoik shemen al roisha is begamatria ki loisi shochach mipi zaroi. The shemen over here is the same shemen of Chanukah, which is ma'ira zikaron, so that there cannot be any shikcha, there cannot be any forgetfulness. We cannot forget. And therefore, Lag BaOmer and Chanukah are interrelated. Although they don't occur at the same time, there's a similarity between them, besides that they're both Hoid. Chanukah is the fifth Yom Tov, which is Hoid, VeHoid Zui Beis HaMikdash, and Lag BaOmer is Hoid SheBaHoid. There's another similarity, there's another connection. Chanukah, as we mentioned, is the only Yom Tov that we have that falls out in the second half of the month. In the half which the minhag used to be not to make a chasana. The half that is associated with the boundary of Esau, the other half of the month, after the 15th. And so is Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is on the 18th of Iyar. Lag BaOmer is also in the second half. Because in Yemais HaMashiach, there is no difference, first half or second half. Kach HaShecha Ka'ira. In Yemais HaMashiach, the Choshech becomes Oir. The boundary of Esau, we enter, just as we mentioned last week. On Chanukah, we enter the boundary of Esau, which is the left side, which is below 10 Tvachim, which is on the outside, at night, and on the second half of the month. Here too, Yaakov Avinu goes into the boundary of Esav. He marries the one who Esav is supposed to marry. He marries Leah. He was supposed to marry Rachel, as they used to say, Hagadol l'gadol v'hakatan l'katan. So Esav was really destined to marry Leah, and Leah would have changed him. That's why later on there was a time that Yaakov didn't let let Dinah marry Esav. Who would want their daughter to marry Esau? But there would have been, she would have been able to be machzer him l'tshuva, and therefore it was a taina to Yaakov for not letting Dina marry Esau, as Rashi himself brings later on in Vayishlach. So Leah really was the zivug of Esau. Had Esau remained a tzaddik, had Esau been koivesh his yetsa, Esau would have married Leah, and he would have had six shvatim, as it says in Zohar. And Yaakov would have married Rachel and would have had six shvatim. Instead, Yaakov has to have all 12, and Yaakov has to take away Leah from Esau, just like Yaakov took away the bracha in last week's parasha. And the Bechaira, Yaakov now enters into the boundary of Esau, and he takes Leah, which Leah is also equal to 36. Yaakov enters into the boundary of Esau, marries Leah, from whom Mashiach ben David comes. In this parasha, we have Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben David originates from Yehuda, who's the child of Leah, and Yosef is born in this week's parasha, who Mashiach ben Yosef comes from. And as the Svarim tell us, just like we find concerning the arrival of Mashiach, that it has to come through a mysterious way, through that which seems to be an Aveira, like Yehuda and Tamar, Rus and Boaz, Loit Ushtei ben Yosef, the same in our parasha. Yaakov marries two sisters, Shtei Achoyos, which two sisters is an Isser, Ve'isha al-Achoyos al-Oisikach, Litzra, Legalois, Ervosa Aleha B'chayel. Yes, the Ramban says that outside of Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov didn't keep to that mitzvah. But the fact is, this was later on in Aveira. The same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu originates also from a marriage that was also because Yocheved was Amram's aunt. Vayikach Amram is Yocheved Doidosa Eloyla Isha. The Goyal Rishon also originates from an illegitimate marriage. So too here, Yaakov marries Shtei Achoyos, and from here comes the Yud Beis Shiftei Kor, comes Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Yaakov has to enter into the boundary of Esav. And Yaakov already prepares us that with the Vayitzoik Shemen al Roisha, with the Shemen al Mishcha, with the Shemen that is going to be used to anoint Mashiach in the future. Pashas Vayetze. Vayetze is Begematria Gal Eid. The purpose of the Vayetze is to lead to Gal Eid, which is equal to the words Kisei Hashem. When Amalek, as long as Amalek exists, Ein Hashem Sholem Ve'ein Kisoy Sholem. It's Kes Ka. Chav Samach Yud Kei. In Yemais HaMashiach, it becomes Kisei Hashem. Anoichi Hashem. Anoichi is begematria Kisei, which is equal to Vayetzei. Vayetzei is equal to Gal-Ei. The Pasha begins with Vayetzei. Yaakov goes out. He takes the Beis HaMikdash with him. Vayivka Bamokoim. And at the end, we read about the Gal-Ei, the Gila that takes place after the 74 days, after Yom Kippur. The Gal-Ei, which is Lag Va'omer, and Lag Va'omer and Chanukah are related. As we say on Lag Va'omer, we praise Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai with oil and the fact that he was anointed, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was also zeicher to the Shemen HaMishcha HaRuchni, just as Yaakov is over here with Ayitzek Shemen al Rosha. So it's a closed parsha. It's a parsha of Seser. It's a parsha where it's hidden. There are no openings in this parsha. There are no psichos in this parsha. It's there's choshech zu yavon, but in the choshech we reveal the light, which is what Chanukah is all about. In the middle of the darkness, there's a flash of lightning. That's what Chanukah is. As we read here, vayashkeim Yaakov, vayikatz Yaakov mishnasa. Yaakov wakes up from his sleep. You know, so it's in the middle of the night. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnasa, and first later vayashkeim Yaakov baboiker. There's an awakening. Chanukah is an awakening. In the middle of the dark nights, the lele teves or aruchim, there's an awakening. And we experience the horror of the Yemais HaMashiach. And with this we understand, perhaps, an answer to the Beis Yosef's kasha. Because the greatest nes was the fact that the Shemen HaMishcha was revealed. The greatest nes was that Yemais HaMashiach is revealed in Olam Hazeh. And in a very, very low time, Chofei Kislev, it's brought down, that's the time when the night is the longest of the year, the longest night, entering into Teves, the Tkufa of Teves, which is the Tkufa of Esav, Nittel, the other holiday that starts, Lahavdol, the other holiday that starts on the 25th. Chanukah was a remedy before the wound. Hashem already prepared Yemois HaMashiach before the Mashiach Sheker. Before the Mashiach Sheker was introduced to the world, the Mashiach Amiti was already here. The Vayitzok Shemen al Rosha, the Shemen HaMishcha, the Shemen that was revealed on Chanukah, was revealed to help us battle the rest of Golus Edom and eventually Golus Yishmor, which we're in now, which is connected to Golus Edom. And as we know, according to Beis Shammai, we light the menorah Poichasin v'Holchin. We go every night one candle less, Keneged Porei HaChag, symbolizing the decrease of the nations. May we be zeicher that our Mirtzah Hashem, in the next few weeks, we'll discuss a little more extensively the Yom Tov of Chanukah and its Ramazim and the Parsha. May we be zeicher that this year we should experience not only the Ha'ora, but the actual Yemois HaMashiach, and experience the Hadlokas Ner Chanukah and the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi with the downfall of Yishmoel and Edom, and the Tzmichas Keren Arachti Ner LeMashichi, and Oivav Al Bishboishes V'Olav Yotzitz Nizroi. It would be zeicher to see the actual Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing of Melech HaMashiach, and the revelation of the third Beis HaMikdash, the Bayis Elohim referred to here in our parasha, the Bayis Elohim and the Gal Eid. May we be zeicher to all of that immediately, and may all the Eitzos of the Umay Sa'olam, Utsu Eitzah V'Sufa, Dabru Dabru V'Layokim, may all the gatherings of the nations trying to squeeze Eretz Yisrael more and more be Botel and Mavutel, and may we only see Toiv Hanira v'Hanigla, and the expansion of Eretz Yisrael, as we read in this week's parashu, Faratz the Yom of Akedma v'Safayin of Anegba, referring to Mashiach, who's called the Poiretz, who comes from Peretz, who will break down all the barriers of Golus and spread Yahadus and spread the Oir of the Beis Hamikdash throughout the entire world, where the entire world becomes Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim is mispashet b'chol Eretz Yisrael, and they will be zeicher to all of that immediately in our time.
Right. We dedicate the shiur for Refuah Shleima for Tzvi Ben Feiga.
So, of course, tonight's shiur is dedicated as a Refuah Shleima for Tzvi Ben Feiga, B'sar Shor Chol Yisrael.
Right.